This show is brought to you by
6 years old, maybe productions.
Yo, crew members, what it be, y'all? All right, so here's how this is gonna go. First and foremost, I hope everybody starts this new year off popping, doing everything they want to do, playing the games they want to play, living the life they want to live. Absolutely 100%. That's what I want to say first and foremost. Second of all, we have some great things coming next week when we have both Andy and Anthony back. Yes, sir. Mr. Anthony is now back. He is going to be jumping straight in. The episode that we have set up, the topic is going to be so much fun. Please wait for the socials so you can go ahead and see what we pick, as well as we want to see what you're going to pick, because it is one of our original content shows. I just want to throw this out there, what you heard in the very beginning of the episode, 6 years old Maybe Productions, that was done by my son. It is for, the main reason we do that is for the podcast that I'm part of, that is my very first D&D campaign. It is called Team Clock, a natural one adventure. So I would love for you guys to go try to find us there. You can find us on Spotify, Apple, Amazon, literally anywhere you listen to podcasts. Please go check that out. So with this being, this will probably be like one of the first things y'all hear in the beginning of the year. So I'm going to go ahead and make sure you guys know about all the January new, free, any of it and all of it, y'all. Because we have two games coming into Xbox with two games also leaving the Game Pass, as well as three games coming in on PlayStation. One of those was actually loved and renowned so much by Xbox players, I am expecting it to get insane amount of accolades going to PlayStation. So let's get it popping, y'all. All right, let's do it. So first thing we're going to do, we're going to talk about the Xbox games that are going to be coming to Game Pass. We have two games coming to Game Pass. You have Turnip Boy Robs a Bank. That's going to be January 18th. And then Go Mecha Ball, which is going to be coming out July 25th or January 25th. July. Good Lord, we are not ready for that yet. All right. So Turnip Boy Robs a Bank is the sequel to Turnip Boy Commits Tax Evasion, which has been compared to a roguelike game and old school Zelda titles. Turnip Boy Commits Tax Evasion spent a lot of time on Game Pass, so it makes sense that the sequel is joining the subscription service day one. Ah, another day one. Gotta love that. Turnip Boy Robs a Bank should be a similar experience, so fans of the first game should definitely keep the sequel on their radar. Again, that is going to be coming out January 18th. The next one that we have is Go Mecha Ball. Now, Go Mecha Ball has also roguelike elements in there. But whereas Turnip Boy is an action-adventure game inspired by Zelda, Mecha Ball is a twin-stick shooter. To help it stand out even more, Go Mecha Ball features pinball-style physics, which should make for an interesting twist on the game. Let's see here. Yeah, so we're going to get that one in January 25th for Go Mecha Ball. And then we'll be losing two games, probably the day that this comes out. So when y'all hear this, you probably won't know about the games that are going to be gone. They are going to be Monster Train and Nakara Blade Point Deluxe Edition. So just let y'all know, those are what's going to be leaving. And Turnip Boy Robs a Bank, January 18th. Go Mecha Ball for January 25th. Next up, I have the PlayStation games that are going to be coming free for January of 2024. Happy New Year. Yeah. First game is A Plague Tale Requiem. And then we also have Evil West and Nobody Saves the World. In the sequel to the award-winning game A Plague Tale Innocence, Amika and Hugo... Oh, Amika? Is it Amika or Amika? I don't know. Amika and Hugo find themselves traveling to new and vibrant cities in the southern regions after escaping their devastated homeland. Their goal is to start a new life and find a way to control Hugo's curse. However, things take a turn for the worse when Hugo's powers return and bring death and destruction with them in the forms of swarms of rats. To save themselves, the siblings must flee once again and seek refuge on the prophesized island that may contain the key to saving Hugo. In this game, you will discover the true cost of saving those who love you as you engage in a desperate struggle for survival, fighting against foes and overcoming challenges with a variety of weapons, tools, and otherworldly powers. Now, one of the things I do know about this game is that a lot of it isn't necessarily like fighting. You're doing a lot of sneaking stuff. I know that Andy and Anthony both played Innocence. We can talk about it next week when they jump back on. I mean, knowing that this one's going to be coming out for PlayStation, I'm pretty sure they'll probably play with it again. Next game up is Nobody Saves the World. So when Ancient Calamity reawakens, who can save the world? Nobody. And that's where you come in. You play as Nobody, the protagonist of this new action RPG from the creators of Guacamelee. In this game, you will need to master the art of transformation to become a slug, ghost, dragon, or more. And you can complete quests to discover and switch between 15 plus varied forms. Each form comes with its own set of quests that you will complete in creative ways. You can mix and match abilities in unexpected ways to unlock even more challenging quests. You will explore a vast overworld alone or with a friend online in clear shape-shifting dungeons to stop the calamity and save the world. And the last game I'm going to talk about that is going to be free on PlayStation is called Evil West. In a world where a dark threat looms over the American frontier, you are one of the last agents of a top-secret vampire-hunting institute. You stand as the final barrier between humanity and the deep-rooted terror that has emerged from the shadows. You will be equipped with firearms, a lightning-fueled gauntlet, and various gadgets to unleash hell on bloodthirsty monstrosities. You can choose to hunt these creatures alone or join forces with a friend in a co-op mission, fighting your way through the narrative-driven campaign as you upgrade your weapons and tools. Unlock new perks to evolve your monster-slaying mastery and craft your own playstyle to defeat the supernatural hordes. All right, so again, these are going to be dropping, and you are first going to see these starting January 7th of 2024. Again, it is A Plague Tale: Requiem, Nobody Saves the World, and Evil West. When I tell y'all this is going to be a short episode, yo, you guys have no idea how much I am not joking. There are 6 games that are coming out for January. I mean, January is always a little slow, so it kind of makes sense. Let me give y'all the games for January of 2024. On January 18th, we will have Prince of Persia: The Lost Crown. That's going to be coming out for Xbox, Switch, and PlayStation. And then we will also have The Last of Us 2, Last of Us Part 2 Remastered for the PS5 on January 19th. Another Code Recollection is going to be coming out for the Switch on the 19th. And then on the 25th, we will see Apollo Justice: Ace Attorney Trilogy. And that's going to be for the Switch, Xbox One, and PS4. We have 2 games coming out on the 26th. One I know I love and one I know my friend Hav loves. Tekken 8 is going to be coming out for the PS5 series, S and X, and S. And that's going to be on January 26th. And then we have Like a Dragon: Infinite Wealth. They are moving along in the series. And that's going to be coming out for Xbox and PlayStation. So the longer, like the more we get into the year, the more we'll see, I mean, a lot of games that, I mean, we're waiting for and we know is gonna pop. Like Mike and I talked in the last episode about how this year is going to roll out with some video games. And we're all pretty pumped for it. So with that being the end of this, I'm going to let Anthony take you out for the last time on a recording. And then I'll give you all the rest.
Glorious. It's a glorious day today, and it's Saturday, and we're going to connect with CGC. You can find us at consolegamingcrew.com. You can find us at our email, which is consolegamingcrew@gmail.com. Our Twitter handle, by the way, is @consolecrew. YouTube and Instagram are both consolegamingcrew. If you check us out, check out Boss Rush Network, which is bossrush.net. Great place. There's lots of things you can find there aside from us. Great people. By the way, Twitch should be returning at some point. It is CGC Podcast. We have co-op Mondays, and we're going to do something fancy for Fridays. I don't know yet. But that's where you can find us. And I hope you all have a wonderful day.
I cannot wait to hear him say this through his smooth, smooth voice just right next to me. All right, y'all. We got some awesome things coming up this year. We got some great episodes that we got lined up. We know a whole bunch of topics we're going to do. We are going to try our best to hit some awesome fucking goals this year in 2024. We actually just hit a huge one that we'll talk about next week, and we just hit it this week. In the last week of 2023, I cannot tell you guys how proud I am of hitting this milestone, as well as how proud I am and how thankful I am of all of you. So, until next time, I please ask y'all to stay safe, wash your hands, do what you gotta do to feel good, play them games because you know it makes you feel good. And as always, y'all, game on, baby. Happy New Year, motherfuckers. Peace.
This was a show from
6 years old, maybe, Productions.